Ollie Horgan, looking at the results, 3-0, nobody can dispute in the end Dundalk were deserved winners, but certainly at half-time, Harps had their moments, and indeed Gary Rogers was probably the busier keeper in the opening 45 minutes.
Yeah, Chris, to be fair, while Dundalk has more of the possession in the first half, they obviously had a lot more of it in the second half. I felt we contained them and actually had the better chances. Unfortunately, we lost Kieran Gallagher through a bad injury, with about 10 minutes of the first half to go. And they went on to proceed to score with a very good goal from the cutback that Daniel Kelly finished. Even before that and after it, from there to half time, we had two great chances to either go ahead or to equalise. But Gary Rogers made two very good saves, and that's why he's one of the best goalkeepers in the country, But I can't fault it. We had a cut off it. We had a go off it. Unfortunately, in the second half, after the second goal went in, that was the end of it as regards. We're not coming back from two, and Dundalk ran out worthy winners after that.
Yeah, and the two goals, the first two, one just before the break, one just after the break. I mean, the second one, as you say, it kind of knocked the stuffing out of things a bit.
Yeah, the second one, we got to half time, even though we're 1-0 down, we're still very much in the game. We probably had the better of the clear cut chances. As I said, yes, they had more possession in the first half. They had a lot more in the second half, as I said already. But the second goal, it was a mountain to climb, to put it that way to you. And, it was probably damage limitation, even though we kept at it from there to the end. But it was key to try and get the first goal, or at least to keep it tight to the last 15 minutes, but unfortunately the goal after half time killed it.
In some respects, it was the same old story, some good positives from Harps' point of view, but ultimately no points.
Yeah, this has been a recurring theme. We can't just blame it on maybe bad luck, although there might be a little bit of that there. You can't really blame it on refereeing decisions, although some of the bookings and not bookings last night, I've watched it, again on video, are hard to understand, although that didn't have any bearing on the end result, to be fair. So near and yet so far, but we'd rather be maybe brutal in a couple of games and get beaten heavily and then be able to have everything going your way in the next game and get something out of it. Like, we need bodies back. Unfortunately, Kieran is going to be out for quite some time, on top of the others that are out. And when the rains it pours, and when you're down, you're down. And we've been there before. I remember, referring to last year when we were going well in the first division. Everton fell for us, be it lads. We won games in that division last year that we shouldn't have won. But here, when you're down, probably the decisions and injuries and that seem to go against you, and that's sport, and that's part of football,
And just what is the latest on Kieran Gallagher? It was a collision with Patrick Hoban.
Yeah, you saw it and I saw it. I mean, look, come here, can I blame Pat Hoban? No, I can't, but for the referee not to banish a yellow card for it is beyond me. And then he books Raf Cotero on the second half. Is that me being picky? Yes, it is. But, we've lost a player for quite some time over an incident that obviously wasn't merited to be a yellow card. But that's maybe sour grapes, and I don't want to go too much into that. But Kieran, we need to get Kieran a scan, and unfortunately we won't be able to get it till after the bank holiday. And we'll be able to address what extent the injury is then. But he's a problem with his shoulder. We watched it in video. It's difficult to know, it certainly isn't dislocated at the moment, but it is difficult to know whether there was a temporary dislocation in it when he flipped over and hit the ground. But that's where we've got to deal with. Not ideal, but we've got to move on quickly with Pats on Monday, Chris.
Yeah. Now, looking forward to that Pats game. You got a point up against Inchicore, as you've said. Of course, every game is very tough, but who knows? I mean, you have to turn the corner in terms of getting that first win at some stage.
As I said last night, as regards the odds and probability, it has to turn sooner or later. But unfortunately, it's later and later it's gone. We need maybe everything to go your way: refereeing decisions, the hop of the ball, probably maybe lesser injuries than everyone available, which ain't happening. to try and click. It's very difficult to win a game, as we know, in the Premier Division. Should be, you know, we need maybe a goal to go in, an own goal or something at the other end that you scrape through and get a win, something like that to kick us on. But unfortunately, it's longer and longer that's getting. But to be fair to them, it's not for the lack of trying. And even last night at 3-0 down, they put in a shift, because it could have been a lot more than that in the last 15 minutes when the game was gone, you know.
And just one other question, Ali. In terms of artificial surfaces, what camp are you in? Some people are less enthusiastic about them than others.
Look, I mean, you know, probably we're not in a huge position, you know, with our facilities to cast any doubt on other people's facilities. But, you know, we have a grass pitch, be it good, bad, or indifferent. I'm certainly in the camp of you playing grass. I know other countries, I know other in Wales, with the League of Wales, they've nearly all gone to AstroTurf for financial reasons more than anything, and they generate a lot of money. And looking at Athlone there, who, you know, have every All-Ireland semi-final at all levels, schools underage, they're all going to Athlone Stadium because of the AstroTurf, and they generate a lot of money out of it. Football reasons, I wouldn't be for it. Financially, obviously, it pays off.